once famous British comedian used to say. In the 1990s, I was in America, and I was approached by a third party to ask if I would meet a CIA scientist who wanted to talk to me because he wanted information out that, for reasons that became obvious, he couldn't circulate himself. So I went to see him and spent the evening with him and his family. And he told me about the fact that he was working for the CIA because he was being forced to. And I said, well, basically, how are they forcing you to? And he told me the story that he had joined the CIA and he thought he was serving his country. And then when he got on the inside, he realized that this whole conspiracy that I've been exposing for 30 years was real. And what was really going on. And so he started to rebel against it. He said, I'm not working for you. And he said, just after that, when it said no more, he left his home and then he has missing time. He eventually wakes up on a medical type bench in a room. And he realizes something stuck to his chest. And he was just opening his shirt as he was telling me this story. And what he found on his chest and what I saw when I met him was like a see-through shampoo sachet type thing. And inside was this orangey gold liquid. And he said, this is how they forced me. And he described how his body had been manipulated to need this drug to survive, and if he didn't get it, he would die a very unpleasant death. And he said that at one point he called their bluff, if you like, and realized they weren't kidding, because that's what happened. And he obviously said, okay, I'll work for you again. And these patches, as they're called, on the inside, someone's been patched, they have to be replaced every 72 hours. And if they're not replaced, then he starts to die. And he said there were a long, long list of people that the CIA and connected agencies wanted to work for them because of their expertise, who didn't want to work for this cabal, but the patches made sure they did. Anyway, that's the background to the guy I met. But he told me something very interesting. This was 1997, when no one was talking about nanotechnology. But he said to me, you know, they're putting microchips into people, nano microchips, which are now in the public arena. They're known as smart dust. They're putting nano microchips into people to connect them to technology, basically. Well, what we call now AI. And he said, do you know how they're getting them into people's bodies? Vaccination programs. And you see, the vast majority of people who are driving this agenda by their daily actions have no idea there is an agenda or a blueprint. The person who puts the stuff in the needle into a child or anyone else has no idea what's in there. And very few people have to know for the whole population to be, or overwhelmingly the whole population, to be vaccinated with this stuff. So the reason for mandatory vaccinations, nothing to do with human health.